The Ashech HaKadosh tells in the Lashon, beginning of the Parsha, say after it talks about the halachos of only giving birth, start talking about the halachos of Tziras, it starts with the pasuk of Adam, Ki Yeh Ba'or B'Saroi, Se'es U'Sapachas O'Beheres. So he uses the phrase Adam. So he points out that the word Adam, of the many names which refer to mankind, is considered the highest madrega. It's a higher madrega than Ish, Enosh, etc. So why does the Torah use the word Adam to refer to a person who's got Tziras, which receives Tziras, which means he's done some Aveira? We would expect it maybe a lower Lashon, not the Lashon of Adam. So the Halshach explains that Tziras, really the reason why Tziras comes out onto the person's skin is because the Tumah of the Tziras, I mean the Tumah of the Aveira, wasn't absorbed deep into the Neshama of the person, into his being, remained superficial on his on the outer edges, the fringes, and therefore it's expressed physically onto the body. Whereas a person who absorbs the tuma of the Aveira into his being, into his essence, so then the tuma will not come out on his skin because it remains deep inside of the person. So Tziras only really a shayach by a person who's an Adam and doesn't allow the Aveira to become a deep definition of the person himself. There's a the Chofetz Chaim in a Sefer Shemir Zaloshin at the end of Chelek Sheni of Shemir Zaloshin, he has on the different parashiyos. So obviously Parshas Tazir Matzara is an area where he's going to speak a lot because this has a connection to the idea of Lashon Hara, and that's the topic of the Sefer. So he brings the question, why don't we have Tziras nowadays? He says that Tziras really was a chesed, something similar type of idea, that it was able to come out onto the surface of the being of the person, get his kapara and be removed. By us, the tumah of the Lashon Hara is so ingrained and so deep that the process of Tziras will not be able to remove it. So we have to go through the process of having it on our neshamas when we come to the Olam HaBa, and it has to be processed there in the great big hospital of Gehenim, etc. So a similar type of idea. Let's see, over from the Chofetz Chaim, I've never seen it written anywhere, from the Chofetz Chaim Sforim, but they say over at the Chofetz Chaim said Bal Peh, says that once upon a time, the illnesses that people received, the people were infections, which means that the body itself intrinsically was okay and healthy, and something from the outside attacked the body. He says, we seem to be switching to illnesses where the body itself has a problem. Cancer is the cells of the body themselves have become distorted and changed and mutated to the point where they become dangerous. They become something intrinsic in the body which is unhealthy. He says, and that reflects our spiritual situation. We had generations which were basically healthy people, basically healthy, but there were things which attacked them. There was Averas which they did. They never let the Averas become a description of the actual defining element of the person himself. And then there's a generation where these Averas are becoming part of our being, becoming part of the defining element of the person. So even though sometimes the makhla of cancer, can be caused by something which acts as an irritant from the outside, but eventually that irritant causes a mutation in the cells, and the cells go wild, and it starts affecting the whole being. It means a person does an aveira, he does it once, he does it twice, he does it to the point where it starts defining the being of the person. It's no longer something which is outside of the person. He becomes, as it were, addicted to the aveira. The addicted becomes part of the being of the person. So Sfasema says that our avoda, when it comes to these aveiras, it's to not let them become intrinsic into the being of the person. Even if a person does an aveira, don't let them become your defining element. learning the Musar, learning the, trying to do tshuva, trying to change it, even if we're not successful, we'll be successful at least that it doesn't, that's not our defining element. When we're nishkol again, it's not us. It's not the etzem being of the person. It's we're fighting it. We're not letting it become part of our being. So that's the lesson here in this week's parasha. Have a good Shabbos.